This university taught me to appreciate the rich diversity of human relations, to understand that it is possible for all of us to live in harmony at a university, in a city, in a nation, even if we think differently. I also learned to understand, respect, and admire this great nation, the United States of America. And I am proud to say that Colombia, my country, is your best friend and your best ally south of Rio Grande. Today, my university grants me this honorary degree for my efforts to bring peace to my country. Nobody would have imagined 44 years ago that I would be coming back to Lawrence to talk about my role in ending a war of more than 50 years. And if somebody had told me that in the year 2016, that I would be receiving the Nobel Peace Prize at the same time that Bob Dylan would be receiving the Nobel in Literature, I would have said they are completely insane. The war went on and on for 54 long years. At times, it seems like we were cursed. This had no end, and it had to end. And so when I got elected with the highest number of votes ever in the Colombian presidential elections, I said to myself, it's time to give peace a chance. Last December in Oslo, at the Nobel ceremony, I told the audience that Colombia is an example of making possible what everybody thought impossible. And that day I made a few remarks. In a world where citizens are making the most crucial decisions for themselves and for their nations out of fear and despair, we must make the certainty of hope possible. In a world where wars and conflicts are fueled by hatred and prejudice, we must find the path of forgiveness and reconciliation. In a world where borders are increasingly closed to immigrants, where minorities are attacked and people deemed different are excluded, we must be able to coexist. The doctrines of the ideological extremes, whether the right or the left, are the seeds of exclusion and future violence. We do not fight evil with evil, as Gandhi said, an eye for an eye only ends up making the world blind. We must put empathy at the center of our rational thinking. Let's recall those inspirational verses written by William Stafford, that great poet from this state, from Kansas, and also a graduate from this great university. If you don't know the kind of person I am, and I don't know the kind of person you are, a pattern that others made may prevail in the world, and following the wrong God home, we may miss our star. Let us not miss our star. Let us always remain always on the path of truth, of love, and of freedom. Thank you very much.